Blackstone Audio presents Ice Shear by M.P. Cooley. This book is read by Marguerite Gavin. For my mother and father. Sometime when the river is ice, ask me mistakes I have made. Ask me whether what I have done is my life. Others have come in their slow way and my thought, and some have tried to help or to hurt. Ask me what difference their strongest love or hate has made. I will listen to what you say. You and I can turn and look at the silent river and wait. We know the current is there, hidden, and there are comings and goings from miles away that hold the stillness exactly before us. What the river says, that is what I say. William Stafford, Ask Me. Chapter 1. My options were limited. On the one hand, Ned wasn't driving drunk, and he seemed so peaceful curled up in the back seat of the Ford Escort. Under the gentle glow of the street lights, he looked like an apple-cheeked toddler instead of a 45-year-old with gin blossoms. On the other hand, the frostbit one, I'd be shirking my duty as an officer of the law if I let Ned sleep off a drunk in the back of an unheated vehicle. He'd pulled his Buffalo Bill's pom-pom cap low over his eyes, but his threadbare army jacket wasn't going to cut it. Overhead, the Hopewell Falls Saving Bank digital clock blinked. 17 degrees. Several bars on the display were broken, so the real temperature could be as low as 10 or as high as 19. All were too cold. Of course, the deciding factor was that, well, it wasn't his vehicle. Our one and only bus driver, Janelle...